Hallelujah. 各位亲爱的朋友，大家晚安。
Hallelujah. Good evening to all our dear friends and family, brothers and sisters.
非常欢迎大家今天晚上可以再度在这边一起来聚集，来敬拜天上这位真神。
We welcome everyone to join here tonight to worship our Heavenly Father.
今天晚上是我们第二个晚上的福音的聚会。
So this evening is our second evening of evangelical service.
今天小弟想要用主说到我这里来这个题目做我们来认识神的一个主题。
So this evening I'd like to use a topic, Lord says come unto me as our topic.
我们昨天讲到有一位到底有没有神。
So yesterday we mentioned whether or not there is a God.
我们知道绝对有神。
So we know there's absolutely a God.
在这个世界上有一个力量。
So there's a force on the earth.
这个力量是我们人没有办法测度的。
So this force is something that we cannot interpret.
这个力量是从神来的。
And that force comes from God.
这位神就是天上的主耶稣基督。
And so that God is Lord Jesus from heaven.
主耶稣来到这个世界上的时候。
So when Lord Jesus came to this world,
他曾经讲过一段话。
He said a verse.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to Book of John, chapter 6.
这个地方这段话是在讲到为什么主耶稣要到这个世界上来。
So this verse mentions why the Lord Jesus has to come to the world.
他既然是天上的神。
If he was a God in heaven.
他在上面天上坐着，他在他宝座上不是很好吗？他为什么要到地上来？
Isn't it wonderful to just sit on his throne? So why would he bother to come into the world?
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Let's look at John, chapter 6.
35节。
Verse 35.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我来的人，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的人永远不渴。这个是天上这位神来到这个世界上的时候所说的一句话。
So this is a verse said by the God that had came to the world.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
So Jesus said that I am the bread of life.
来，到我这里来。
So come unto me.
到我这里来的人一定不会饿。
If you come to me, you will never go hungry.
信我的人永远都不会渴。
If you believe in me, you will never be thirsty.
耶稣不是开沃尔玛的。
And the Lord Jesus was not joking.
他不是说你是来到这边不用钱，你就可以拿什么牛奶拿什么面包，不是这个意思啦。
And it doesn't mean that if you come to me, you can get bread or milk for free.
主耶稣在这边讲到的是更深一层的意义。
So what Lord Jesus mentioned here has an even deeper meaning.
这边讲到的是生命。
And here talks about life.
这边讲到的是灵魂。
Talks about our spirit and soul.
灵魂也会饿。
So even our spirit and soul will go hungry.
灵魂也会渴的。
And our spirit and soul will be thirsty.
所以在这个圣经里面曾经这样说。
So in the Bible here mentioned,
神借着一个先知做了一段话。
Lord, God through a prophet has told us a verse.
他说人到了某一个程度的时候。
And he says that once we reach a certain age,
你饥饿并不是因为没有饼，你口渴并不是因为没有水。
And you're thirsty not because there's no water, you're hungry not because there's no bread.
你为什么饥饿并不是没有饼呢？
So why are you hungry because there's no bread?
口渴为什么不是因为没有水呢？
So why are you thirsty not because there's no water?
不是因为没有水才会口渴吗？
And aren't you thirsty because you can't have water?
今天我们美国的住在美国的人每一个人都有的吃有的喝。
So today everybody living in the States have food to eat and water to drink.
这是一个丰盛的地方。
So this is a place of abundance.
纵使没有工作，政府也会帮助我们。
So even if you don't have a job, the government will help you.
美国大概是没有人会饿死的。
I believe there's nobody that will starve to death in the States.
美国会饿死唯一的原因就是因为他要减肥。
And the only people that will die from starvation is only if you want to go on a diet.
因为减肥所以就得了厌食症，所以他就饿死了。
And so because they want to go on a diet, they suffer from illness, so they starve themselves to death.
绝对不是因为他没得吃了。
And it's not because there's lack of food.
随便都有得吃。
There's food everywhere.
小弟来到我们美国已经第六个礼拜了。
So this is the sixth week here in the States.
我每一餐吃的东西都很多。
And every meal I eat a lot of food.
我觉得因为小弟也曾经去过菲律宾
I've also been to the Philippines.
我觉得我在这边吃的一餐我一个人都可以给五个菲律宾人吃
I believe that one meal here is enough to feed five people in the Philippines.
这是一个丰盛的地方。
So this is a place of abundance.
不过这个地方既然这样丰盛。
But since this is a place of abundance,
那大家就都那么快乐吗？
Is everybody happy?
如果大家都那么快乐。
If everybody's happy here,
只有一种人会饿死
Only one kind of person will starve to death.
那就是心理医生。
And that is the psychiatrist.
因为他就没有工作了。
Because then he would go without job.
他就需要我们帮忙了。
Because he would need our help.
因为大家都太快乐了。
Because everybody is too happy.
所以没有人会去看他。
So nobody will give him business.
他就忧愁了。
And then he will be sad.
可是今天心理医生的工作很忙的。
But today, the psychiatrists don't have to worry about jobs.
为什么会这样?
So why is that?
因为人活着不是单靠吃喝就可以快乐的。
Because as human beings living in the world, we don't just rely on food or water to be happy.
没有错, 你可以, 你有的吃, 你有的喝。
It's true that you may have food or water.
可是啊, 你不一定快乐。
But you may not necessarily be happy.
主耶稣说, 我就是生命的粮。
The Lord says that I am the bread of life.
生命的粮。
I am the bread of life.
来我这边就不会饿,不会渴。
So come unto me, you will never be hungry or thirsty.
其实人活在这个世界上本来是很幸福的。
And when, as humans live in this world, it was meant for us to be blessed.
本来人活在这个世界上是不会死的。
And when we're living this world, it was meant for us to never die.
是不会老的。
To never age.
今天很多人为什么忧愁?
But why is so many people today sad?
因为他渐渐老迈。
Because they age slowly.
我最近发现我的皱纹越来越多了。
And recently I've noticed that I have more and more wrinkles.
我想说哇，我真的是越来越老了。
And I realized that I'm getting older.
当然在很多这个我们前辈的面前不可以这样讲啦。
Of course, it's not right for me to say that in front of the elderly.
不过人会老是一个事实啊。
But the fact that we all age is a fact.
今天人会遇到困难。
And so today we also may encounter difficulties.
今天人要汗流满面才得吃。
And we have to toil and slave to have food.
所以我们要面对很多很多的艰难和挑战。
And we have to face many challenges and difficulties.
我们才有办法在这个地方生存。
And that in order for us to survive in the world.
在这个地上不管多么好的地方。
No matter what a good place you live in,
你都要面对生活上的压力。
You still have to face the pressure from everyday life.
没有一个人可以免的。
So there's no one that can be spared.
如果天上这位真神是创造宇宙万物的真神，
If a God in heaven is a God that created the heaven and earth,
如果耶稣就是这位真神，
If Lord Jesus is that God,
他为什么要造这样的世界不完美呢？
Why would he create a world that is so imperfect?
他自然是一个完美的神，
If he was a perfect God,
他就应该创造一个完美的世界啊。
Shouldn't he create the perfect world?
为什么他创造这个世界， 人会遇到困难， 人会有压力， 人会老， 人会死欸？
Why would he create a world that humans will encounter difficulties, we will age and we will die.
神创造这个世界的时候，这个世界就长成这个样子了吗？
And when God created the world, was the world already the way it is today?
我们来看圣经。
We'll look at a verse from Bible.
我们看创世纪。
Turn to Genesis.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
第三章第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
创世纪第三章第九节。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 9.
神呼唤那个人对他说， 你在哪里？ 第十节。
10.
他说， 我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕了， 因为我吃剩肉体， 我便藏起来。 11节。
11.
神说谁告诉你吃剩肉体呢？ 莫非你吃的我吩咐你不可吃那树上的果子吗？ 12节。
12.
那人说， 你所赐给我的与我同居的女人， 她把树上的果子给我吃， 我就吃了。 13节。
13.
神对女人说， 你做的是什么事呢？ 女人说， 那蛇引诱我， 我就吃了。其实当初神创造世界的时候，
The fact is that when the God created the world in the beginning，
我们有时间我们可以去看创世纪第一章。
If we have time, you can go ahead and read Genesis chapter 1.
神本来创造这个世界上的时候， 这个世界是每一项都很美好的。
The world that God created in the beginning is a perfect world.
神创造人类， 将人类安置在一个园子叫做伊甸乐园。
God created humans and placed humans in a garden called Garden of Eden.
这个地方， 人住在这里面啊， 人不会老， 人不会死。
And that's a place where the human will never die or age.
人不会生病。
We will never get sick.
是好得无比的。
So it's a far greater place.
一切都是那么美好。
So everything is perfect there.
不过神给我们的祖先啊， 亚当这样说。
But God told our ancestor Adam.
亚当是人类的祖先。
So Adam is the ancestor of all human beings.
亚当是神所创造的。
And Adam was created by God.
神跟亚当说哦， 这个园中啊， 所有的果子你都可以吃哦， 树上的果子都可以吃。
God told Adam that you can eat anything in the garden.
唯独善恶树上的果子你不可以吃。
Except the fruits from the tree of good and evil.
吃的日子一定会死。
The day you eat, you shall die.
可是后来啊， 我们的祖先就是啊， 这个亚当的妻子夏娃， 她受到蛇的引诱， 她就去吃了。
But Eve was being tempted by the serpents, and so she ate the fruit.
她不但吃了， 还给她的先生亚当吃了。
She not only ate the fruit, but she gave it to her husband Adam.
神告诉他们说， 你们不可以吃啊。
God told them that you shall not eat the fruit.
吃了那天必定死。
If you eat it, you shall die.
因为他们吃，
But they ate it.
罪就入了这个世界。
So sin came into the world.
在罗马书第五章告诉我们,
and that's in Romans chapter 5.
罪的工价就是死啊。
The price of sin is death.
从那天开始,
so ever since that day, death entered into the world.
世界上的人就被咒诅。
And so the people in the world were cursed.
我们看创世纪第三章,
Genesis chapter 3,
第16节,
verse 16.
3章16节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
又对女人说, 我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚, 你生产儿女必多受苦楚, 你必恋慕你的丈夫, 你的丈夫必管辖你, 17节。
17.
又对亚当说, 你既听从妻子的话, 吃了我所吩咐你, 不可吃的那树上的果子, 地必为你的缘故受咒诅, 你必终身劳苦, 才能从地里得吃, 18节。
18.
地必给你长出荆棘, 跟棘藜来, 你也要吃田间的菜蔬, 19节。
19.
你必汗流满面才得糊口, 直到你归了土, 因为你是从土来的, 你本是尘土, 仍要归于尘土, 这是人类受到咒诅。
And this is a curse of men.
神先咒诅夏娃。
So God cursed Eve first.
因为夏娃先吃了善恶果。
Because Eve ate the from the tree of good and evil first.
他说啊, 人类要, 女人要在怀胎必受苦楚。
And so he says that he will greatly increase the pain in childbearing.
而且多受苦楚,
and he will increase the pain.
而且要恋慕自己的丈夫,
and he will have desire for her husband.
所以在今天这么科技, 这么发达的这个社会里面,
and so today in a technically advanced world,
生孩子还是很痛苦的一件事情,
it's still a painful thing to have children.
我跟我太太结婚的时候,
when I was married to my wife,
我跟我太太说了,
I told my wife,
太太, 我们哦, 结婚以后, 我们生12个孩子。
After we're married, let's have 12 children.
我的太太没有说什么,
my wife didn't say anything.
她说笑笑,
and so she just smiled.
我太太很疼我,
my wife was really good to me.
她笑笑,
so she just smiled.
我就认定说, 那OK吗?
And so I thought she agreed.
因为她如果不笑笑, 那就不OK了。
Because if she didn't smile, that means she would disagree.
她生第一个孩子的时候, 就我们生第一个孩子的时候,
and so when we had our first child,
我第一次亲眼看到整个过程啊,
I saw the whole process with my own eyes.
我差点昏倒,
I almost fainted.
生了第一个后就跟我太太讲了,
and so after the first child was born,
哇,
I told
太太,
my wife,
你真的好辛苦啊,
I said that you really worked hard.
我这样讲了, 我们以后生四个就好,
but let's make a deal, let's just have 4 kids.
她笑笑,
and so she smiled again, and she didn't say anything.
生第二个的时候啊,
so when she had our second child,
我真的受不了了,
I couldn't stand it anymore.
我看到我太太这样子, 我真的是受不了, 我就, 她生完了, 我就跟她讲了,
and I couldn't stand how much pain she was in, so after
啊,
太太,
she had 我再跟你讲一件事情啊,
the child, I told her,
她说, 你是不是说只要生两个就好?
And she said that, are you going to tell me
我说, 哎呀,
I just have
我们真的是夫妻的,
and so I said, yes, we are husband and wives.
两个就好, 两个就好,
and let's just have 2 kids.
哦, 我看你生这个孩子这样子啊, 我真的受不了,
I can see how painful she was to have kids.
哎呀, 真的是, 女人生孩子真的是辛苦啊。
And it's a very difficult, painful thing to, for women to bear children.
所以母亲节比父亲节更热闹是应该的啦。
And so,
那个我可以接受啊。
So I can accept the fact that more people celebrate Mother's Day than Father's Day.
哎, 不过啊, 为什么女人生产会这么痛苦是从罪来的?
And but the reason why women have so much pain in childbearing is because of sin.
这个是罪的缘故,
and
罪, 这个是因为罪所以说被咒诅才产生的。
This is because of sin, we were being cursed and this happened.
那女人要恋慕自己的丈夫,
and the women will desire for their husbands.
那丈夫要管辖女人,
and the husband will rule over them.
这个都是从, 这个都是全部都是从罪来的。
And this all because of sins.
那亚当也没比较好啦。
And Adam didn't have, was not in any better situation.
他要终身劳苦。
He has to toil his whole life.
他的生命当中要充满压力。
And his life will be full of pressure.
这样他才有办法过活。
And then that's how he makes a living.
他要担起家里的担子。
That he has to take the responsibility for the family.
更可怜的一件事是什么?
And what's even more sad?
对，没有错。 你要担起所有担子, 你可以有很多的成就,
is that even though he needs to take up the responsibility, he may be very successful.
你从年轻一直到老, 你可以累积很多的财富,
even though he from young to when he's old, he can accumulate a lot of wealth.
你可以累积很多的智慧,
he can accumulate a lot of wisdom.
你可以累积很多的那个地位,
he may accumulate and have a high position.
可是有一天你会死,
but one day he will die.
那你所努力的这一切一天有就归零,
and so everything that he worked hard for will all turn to zero.
这对人来讲是非常残酷的一件事。
And so this is a cruel fact for all men.
为什么人会遇到这样的事?
So why are we facing this?
因为我们的祖宗亚当夏娃犯罪。
It's because our ancestor Adam and Eve have sinned.
所以曾经有一个人叫做摩西。
So there's a person in the history called Moses.
这个人是一个很有智慧的人。
Moses was a wise man.
神跟摩西同在。
And God was with Moses.
摩西活到120岁。
So Moses lived until 120 years old.
他年老的时候写了一首诗。
When he was old, he wrote a hymn.
是他看尽人生百态以后所写下来的。
And he wrote a hymn after he's seen the ups and downs of a life.
我们看诗篇90篇。
Turn to Psalms chapter 90.
诗篇90篇第10节。
Psalms chapter 90 verse 10.
我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮可到80岁，但岂说其中所经过的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。这个是年老的时候的摩西所说的一段话。
And this is a verse said by the elderly Moses.
不是每一个人都可以像摩西活得这么老的。
Not everybody can live a long life like Moses did.
人一生啊，大概是70岁。
The average age of a human is about 80 years old.
强壮的大概会活到80岁。
It's about 70, and if you have strength, you may live till 80.
有一次啊，我在讲这个道理的时候啊，有一个年轻人告诉我。
One time when I was mentioning this verse, a youth told me.
传道传道，现在科技发达，人可以活到120岁。
And that pastor, now with the advancement in medicine, people can live until 120.
我跟他讲哈，我比医生更宽容，更有怜悯。
I told them that I have more mercy than doctors.
如果可以的话，我不只要给你120岁，我希望你可以活到200岁。
If I have the ability, I would hope that you would live till 200, not just 120.
可是你不管活到200岁还是500岁。
But it doesn't matter if you live till 200 or 500 years old.
你一生所经夸的是什么？你可以夸口的是什么？
What can you boast about your life?
都是你努力得来的成果吗？
Is it the fruits of all your hard labor?
里面都是劳苦跟愁烦。
Because it is all worries and toil.
更可怜的是什么？
And what's even more pitiful?
这些所有的成就有一天都会离开你。
Is that all of these results one day will all leave you.
摩西也是这样讲。
And this is also said by Moses.
摩西是一个相信神的人。
Moses was a person that believed in God.
他是以色列人的首领。
He was the leader of Israelites.
他带领超过200万个人。
He led over 2 million people.
他非常有智慧。
He was full of wisdom.
他看尽了人生。
He has seen it all.
他说是人就是这样而已啦。
And he said that this is what we are.
让人是不是很悲哀啊？
So isn't it pitiful to be a man?
真的很悲哀呢。
Isn't it pitiful?
年轻的时候要拼。
When you're young, you have to work hard.
你不拼没有办法成家立业。
If you don't work hard, you cannot have a family and have a life.
拼了一生还不能把自己所拥有的都把握住，那是很可怜。
So you work hard your whole life, but yet you can't hold on to everything you worked for. That's very pitiful.
那怎么办呢？
And so what do you do?
如果说我知道，我说我要努力才能活下去，然后我努力的我还不能说把握在自己的身边。
If I know that I have to work hard to live, but yet everything that I work hard for it does not belong to me.
你怎么快乐得起来？
How can you be happy?
原来这些都是虚空的。
Because all of this were in vain.
那你根本不可能快乐得起来。
And there's no way you can be truly happy.
不成功的人当然痛苦。
Of course, you'll be sad if you're unsuccessful.
因为他一天到晚都羡慕别人比他成功。
Because every day they're envious for people who are successful.
成功的人更痛苦，你要相信我。
But believe me, those who are successful is even more sad.
为什么？
Why?
因为他拥有的更多。
Because they have more.
年轻的时候我很喜欢到处游荡。游荡的意思是说我喜欢到各国去游历，去看世界各国。
When I was young, I liked to travel to different countries.
那现在小弟当传道。
But now I'm a pastor.
台湾总会就会每一年派小弟出来这个每一个国家去帮忙圣工。
The Taiwan GA every year sent me to different countries to help with holy work.
然后很多年轻的大学生他们都还年轻他们就告诉我。
And there are a lot of people in college, because they're young, they tell me,
传道你好幸福哦。
And that pastor, you are so lucky.
你可以到处去。你可以到处去各国看看不同的文化。
That you get to go to different countries and look at different cultures.
我跟他们说
But I tell them.
如果再年轻二十岁，我也跟你讲一样的话了。
If I was 20 years younger, I would have said the same thing.
因为以前我就是在做这些事的。
And because this is what I used to do.
不过现在我有我可爱的太太。
But now I have my lovely wife.
我有可爱的孩子。
I have my lovely children.
我有车子。
I have a car.
我有房子。
I have a house.
我什么都有了。
I have everything.
我的家最好。
My home is the best place to be.
如果不是因为主耶稣，
If it wasn't for Lord Jesus,
我只听主耶稣的。
I only listen to Lord Jesus.
主耶稣叫我走就走，没有第二句话。
Lord Jesus tell me to go, I go, I never complain.
可是如果不是主耶稣，
But if it wasn't for the Lord,
你说哪里最好？
Where would you think the best place for me? Of course, my home is the best place.
人啊，拥有越多啊，真的，你这越走不开啊。
The more we own, the less likely for us to leave.
你真的是这样。我们在座有很多年纪很大的的这个啊，百分之年纪很大了哈，比小弟年长的弟兄姐妹。
And there are a lot of brothers and sisters sitting here that are older than me.
我们的心在哪里？
Where is our heart?
我们的家庭里面。
Of course, our heart is where our family is.
因为那是我们在世界上所拥有的一切。
Because that's everything we have in the world.
不过，如果说人只是这样的话。
But if this is our life,
真的很可怜。
It is very pitiful.
因为你拥有太多了。
Because you own way too much.
当你有一天你不得不要舍去的时候。
And when one day you have to make a decision to give up something,
你会比那个没有东西可以舍去的人更痛苦。
You will be even more pain than those who have nothing to give up.
那怎么办呢？
And so what can we do?
那怎么办？
What can we do?
难道人生就是这样啊？
Is this all life is?
其实为什么主耶稣说我就是生命的粮？
Why did Lord Jesus say that I am the bread of life?
你来。
Come unto me.
你来就不会饿，你来就不会渴。
Come, you will never be thirsty or hungry.
为什么主耶稣要讲这样的话？
So why did Lord Jesus say this?
因为主耶稣要给我们永生。
Because Lord Jesus want to give us eternity.
主耶稣要让我们认主归宗。
He want us to belong to him.
主耶稣要让我们回到他身边。
He want us to return to him.
因为主耶稣就是天上的这位真神。
Because he is the God in heaven.
他要让我们回到他身边，成为他的家人。
He want us to return to him to be his household.
因为我们本来就是他的家人。
Because we originally belong to him.
我们看路加福音第三章。
Turn to Luke chapter 3.
我们是他的家人。
We are his family.
路加福音第三章。
Luke chapter
3, 38 节
verse 38.
以挪士是赛特的儿子，赛特是亚当的儿子，亚当是神的儿子。这个地方讲到说，亚当是神的儿子。
Here it talks about Adam is the son of God.
路加福音这边讲到耶稣的家谱。
And in Luke, it talks about the genealogy of Lord Jesus.
不过他讲到最前面的源头，就讲到人类共同的祖先。
And it talks about the common ancestor of all human beings.
这个人就是亚当。
And that person is Adam.
这个地方神承认亚当是他的儿子。
And here, God says that Adam was his son.
今天我们都是亚当的儿子。
So today we're all sons of Adam.
神，亚当是神的儿子。
If Adam is the son of God,
那我们是亚当的儿子。
And we are sons of Adam.
那我们也是神的儿子。
That means that we are sons of God.
神认人类为他的儿女。
God recognized humans as his children.
本来我们就是神的儿女。
We originally are children of God.
在场我们的亲戚朋友。
Our family and friends here.
不管今天你是不是已经得救了。
Whether or not today you have received the salvation.
其实我们本来就是神的儿女的啦。
The fact is that we are all children of God.
我们本来不认识我们天上这个天父是因为罪的缘故。
We did not know our heavenly father because of sins.
我们的祖先死了。
Our ancestor has died.
所以他们没有办法将这个讯息告诉我们。
So they could not tell the message to us.
再加上罪的缘故，使人没有办法认识神。
And because of sin, we cannot understand God.
所以我们就忘记了，也不知道我们就是神的儿女。
So we forget and we don't realize that we are children of God.
一直到神再一次的启示我们。
It wasn't until God again inspired us.
我就是你们的天父啊。
And let us know that He is our Heavenly Father.
你们本来就是我的子女啊。
And that you are children of mine.
不管你是不是神的儿，你现在是不是信耶稣啊。
No matter whether or not you believe in Lord Jesus
now. 我们都是亚当的子孙。
We're all descendants of Adam.
不过现在有个问题。
But now there's a question.
就是人有罪。
And that is, men have sins.
是因为罪，所以人跟神的生命脱离嘛。
Because of sin, we are separated from God.
今天神要为我们开一条路。
So today, God will open a way for us.
他为我们钉在十字架上。
That is, He crucified Himself on the cross.
他说：“来，你过来。”
So He says, "Come to me."
我已经为你开一条路，你过来。
I already opened a way for you, so come to me.
你过来，你就可以得到永生。
If you come to me, you'll receive salvation.
所以我们看约翰福音第六章。
Turn to John chapter 6.
就是刚才我们所看到那个地方。
And that's a verse we just read.
哈，主耶稣讲到后面，他就这样讲了。
So Lord Jesus said.
我们看第四十节。
Verse 40.
约翰福音六章四十节。
John chapter 6 verse 40.
因为我父的意思是要叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。 这个是主耶稣所讲的预言。
And this is a prophecy said by Jesus.
这也是主耶稣所讲的应许。
And this is also a promise of Lord Jesus.
这个是这样讲到，神的意思是要将见到耶稣而信的人得永生。
The Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life.
在末日，这个人就可以复活。
And that in the end day, that person will be raised up.
他可以得到永远的生命。
He can receive the eternal life.
他一生所拥有的。
And that is everything he owns.
他的生命。
His life.
生命的价值。
The price of his life.
都可以带到天国去。
He can bring everything to heaven.
一个回到神家里面的人。
A person that has returned to the household
of God. 他的价值观会改变。
His life a value will change.
他会跟一般人不一样。
He will be different from other people.
一般人追求的是世界的价值。
Usually people pursue after the value of the world.
世界的价值有一天会对他来讲是没有意义的，因为他就会离开这个世界。
And the value of the world one day will become meaningless because he will die.
或神会给你另外一种人生观。
But God will give you a different perspective.
你如果按照他的价值观生活，你的一切都可以带到永远。
If you live according to his value, his standard, everything you live for, you can bring it to eternity.
这个是神要给我们的。
And this is what God want to give us.
是一个更好的约定。
It's a better promise, a covenant.
所以说我们要知道，来到主耶稣这边就可以得到生命。
So we need to know that when we come to Lord Jesus, we will receive life.
所以这个启示录里面啊，曾经有这样的一段啊记载。
And there's a recording in Book of Revelation.
我们看启示录第二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
这边在讲到说，人类未来要遇到，一定会遇到的事情。
Here it talks about the things that humankind will one day face.
如果在二十年前啊，小弟讲这一段，你们会笑我。
If I mention all these things 20 years ago, you will surely laugh at me.
这个地球有一天会不见。
And that is it that one day this world will disappear?
你当我没读书啊？
And am I illiterate?
你当我不知道啊？
Do you think that I'm naive?
这个世界会不见。
How can the world be gone?
这个世界会被毁灭。
How can this world be destroyed?
有一天人没有办法活在这个地球上。
And that how is it possible one day humans can live in the world?
你们太迷信了。
And that you would think that we're too superstitious.
今天我讲这句话，没有人会说我是迷信的。
But today, if I mention this verse, nobody would think I'm superstitious.
因为现在全世界的科学家都在讲同样一件事情。
Because all the scientists in the world are all talking about the same thing.
今天我抽空啊，看了一个报纸。
And so today I read an article in the newspaper.
我们现在美国的科学家想要把人送到火星上去住。
And that the scientists here in the States are trying to send people to Mars.
所以他说以后啊，太空人只有 one way ticket， 他就只能去不回来了。
And in the future, all the astronauts have one way ticket.
为什么会这样？
So why is that?
大家害怕。
It's because we're all fearful.
现在大家是在倒数计时嘛，这个地球只能是剩多少年的生命嘛。
And now we're in the countdown on how many years does this world have left.
这不是普通人在讲的，这个全部都是科学家在讲的。
And so this is not just a nonsense talk, this is talked about by all the scientists.
他们不是乱讲的。
And they're not talking nonsense.
他们是有根据的。
Because they have proofs.
可是启示录在两千年前啊，在一千九百多年前，神早就预言了，说这一天一定会到。
In the book of Revelations, 1900 years ago, God already predicted that this day will come.
只是今天科学家少说了一些东西。
And that scientists today have mentioned a few things less.
是目前科学家还不知道的。
And that's the few things that the scientists today does not know yet.
现在科学家相信这个地球有一天会毁灭。
So the scientists today believe that the earth will be destroyed one day.
可是他们不知道神不是要毁灭这个地球。
But they don't know that God is not God's intent to destroy the earth.
神是要毁灭整个宇宙。
God will destroy the whole universe.
我们来看二十章第十一节。
Chapter 20, verse 11.
我又看见一个白色大宝座与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处。十二节。
12.
我又看见死掉的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一个案卷，就是生命册。死掉的人都凭这些案卷所记载，照他们所行的受审判。14节。
14.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。第15节。
15.
若有人的名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。第21章第一节。
Chapter 21, verse 1.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去，海也不再有了。我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
我听见大声音从宝座出来说，看哪、啊、神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。第四节。
4.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡， 不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了，这是未来我们人类一定会遇到的事情。
And it's something that the human being, humankind will face one day.
有一天天地都逃避，就没有了，全部都看不见了。
So one day the earth will be gone.
什么都没有，物质的世界都没有了。
And all the material things will be gone.
全部的人都要站在神的面前受审判。
So everyone will stand in front of God and be judged.
在主耶稣面前有一本书，有一个册子叫做生命册。
In front of Lord Jesus, there will be a book called Book of Life.
生命册里面写的不同人的名字。
And in the book of life, there'll be recorded different names.
这些人都是可以得救的。
And all these people can be saved.
这些人都已经回到神家里面的人。
All these people have returned to the household of God.
他们已经解决罪的问题，跟神相认了。
And that they've reconciled with God.
所以他们就成为这个家里的一员。
And so they are a member of the family.
那如果说没有在写在生命册上的这些人呢
？So those people that are not recorded in the book of life，
他们会被丢在火湖里面。
They'll be thrown into the fire。
那如果说生命册上有名字的呢
？And the people that are recorded in the book of life，
就有一个新天新地。
We'll have a new heaven and earth。
神跟这些人同在。
And God will be with those people。
神要亲自跟他们同在哦。
So God will be with those people。
在那里不再有死亡。
And so there there'll be no more death。
人不会老。
They will not age.
人不会生病。
They will not get sick.
不再有生活上的压力。
They will no longer have pressure from life.
所以不再悲哀。
So they will no longer be sad.
没有哭嚎，没有疼痛。
There's no mourning, moaning.
一切都是那么美好。
So everything is wonderful there.
你说传道，这是圣经写的啊，你怎么知道这是真的还是假的呢
？And so you might ask, Pastor, this is written by the Bible. So how do you know this is true?
除了今天所圣经所写的都符合未来的这个整个世界的情势以外。
In addition to the fact that everything written here, it goes according to the phenomenon that we see in the world.
神借着很多生命的体会来，或者是一些见证意象啊，来告诉我们说这是真的。
God also used our life experiences and also visions and testimonies to tell us that this is all true.
我的妈妈的爸爸的妈妈，因为我每次说我讲直接，他就翻不出来。我妈妈的爸爸的妈妈就是曾祖母啊。外曾祖母、
My great grandmother.
对，就是对，哎 ，great grandmother 是对了，可是就是我妈妈那边的。
My maternal great grandmother.
那他八十几岁才来信耶稣哦。
And so
八十几岁，所以我们如果说传道，我这么老了还要信耶稣，哎，我的外曾祖母八十几岁才来信耶稣嘞。
So my maternal great grandmother came to believe in Jesus when she was in her 80s.
不过她因为她年纪太大了。
Because she was elderly.
到九十几岁的时候，她就眼睛就瞎了。
So when she was in her 90s, she went blind.
然后她就驼背。
And so she also was slouching.
她活到九十二岁的时候啊，她就一天到晚在那边念念念念念啦，嘴巴一直在那边念。
And so when she was in her 90s, when she was 92, she always complained and moaned to herself.
她说主耶稣不爱她。
And she always says that Lord Jesus doesn't love her.
那晚辈就说为什么主耶稣不爱你啊？
And so we would ask, why do you say Lord Jesus doesn't love you?
她说因为主耶稣不公平啊。
Because she said Lord Jesus is not fair to me.
她的想法跟别人不一样，对不对？
So her thoughts are very different from others.
还有人想要活到200岁嘛，她活到90几岁，她就认为神对她不公平。
There are people that want to live till they're 200s, but yet she's 92. And she thinks God is not fair to her.
她说人家教会里面的某某人某某人，人家都活到七十几岁八十几岁就被主耶稣调到乐园去玩了，我到九十几岁还不能去玩。
And she says that there are people in church that in their 70s in the 70s and 80s have been called by Lord Jesus to go to the garden to paradise, but I'm in the 90s and God still let me live here.
她真不高兴耶，她一天到晚在那边念。
And so she truly upset because she complains every day.
哦，神不爱她。
And so she says God doesn't love her.
当然晚辈没有办法，那个不是妈妈就是阿妈就是，就找传道来嘛哈，传道你来跟我的妈妈讲一下，她说神不公平。
And so there's nothing my mother or grandmother can say, and so they would ask the pastor to come and talk to her.
传道就跟她讲了，主耶稣很疼你啊，你看你可以活到九十几岁了。
So the pastor would tell her, see, Lord Jesus loves you because you're living in your 90s.
九十几岁谁稀罕啊？
And she says, who cares, I'm living.
人家八十几岁就到乐园去了。
And she says that people go to paradise when they're in their 80s.
哦，传道还没办法，传道说，会啦，主耶稣疼你啦，你不要乱想，你祷告。
And so the pastor would say that, of course, Lord Jesus loves you. Don't worry about it, just pray.
结果那个啊， 他九十几岁，有一次啊，他在祷告。事实上，我的曾祖母是很会祷告。我的曾祖母跟我的祖母都是很会祷告的人。
And so she's in her 90s. My grandmother and my great grandmother were all people of prayers.
我小时候去他们家，他们都几乎我每次去他家，他们都是坐在椅子上祷告，因为他们年纪大了。
Every time I used to go to their house, I remember they would sit down on the chair and pray because they were older.
几乎每次去他们都是在那边祷告的。
But every time I go there, I remember they're always praying.
所以我今天可以成为这样子快乐的人，都跟他们有关系的。
And the fact that I'm such a happy person today has a lot to do with them.
不管怎么样，有一次啊，他在祷告的时候。
And so anyway, one time she was praying.
哇，他突然间就看见了。
And all of a sudden her eyes were open.
他可以看见哦。
That she could see.
然后他就看见一个穿白衣服的站在他前面。
So she saw a man in a white gown standing in front of her.
那是一位天使。
And that was an angel.
因为天使告诉他。
So angel told her.
主耶稣派我来。
Lord Jesus sent me to you.
叫我把这颗钥匙啊给你，因为这个钥匙是你的。
And told me to give you this key because this key belongs to you.
主耶稣说你这个钥匙不要丢掉哦，一定要好好的保存。
So Lord Jesus said that make sure you don't lose this key. You have to keep it safe.
哇，他就很高兴哦，这个是主耶稣要给我钥匙，他就把它收起来。
And so she was very happy to accept the keys because it came from Jesus.
结果天使就告诉他，哎，这个地方很漂亮，很好玩，你要不要来走一走，我带你去玩这样子。
And so the angel said that this is a great place. Do you want me to take you for a tour?
哎，这时候我的曾祖母才发现，哎，我眼睛可以看见，而且我没有驼背。
And at that time, my great-grandmother realized that she could see and she was not slouching anymore.
哇，她非常高兴，她就跟天使去玩啊。
And so she was very happy, so she went on a tour with the angel.
她说那个天国的花会唱歌。
And she said the flowers in paradise can sing.
那个水果的颜色哦，是我们地球上没有的颜色。
And the colors of the fruits are something that we don't have in the earth.
哇，那个地方很漂亮。
And so everything there is beautiful.
然后他们在玩的时候就走到一栋两层楼的洋房，因为我的阿公哈，我的爷爷他是住在一层楼的日本式房子，所以因为在台湾有日本式房子，有闽南式房子啊，那个是他们住的是日本式的房子啦。
Because at the time, my grandfather lived in the house, one story home, built in Japanese style.
啊，那个时候洋房不多了，那个时候。
And so she saw a vision that the angel took her to a two-story, luxury home.
因为那时候我还很小哈。
And at the time, I was really little.
那他说他看到一栋洋房是两层楼的，好漂亮。
So she said she saw a two-story home that's beautiful.
那天使就跟他讲说，这个就是你天国的家。
And so the angel told her that this is your home in heaven.
这是主耶稣要给你的。
And this is what Lord Jesus wants to give you.
这个就是你的家。
So this is your house.
所以我的曾祖母就讲了。
So my great-grandmother said,
是的，这不是我的家呢。
And that, no, this is not my house.
我虽然眼睛瞎了，可是我知道，我家是日本式的，不是这种西洋式的。
Even though I'm blind, I know my house is built in Japanese style, not the European style.
那天使说，对了，这个就是神要给你的家。
But the angel says that, yes, this is a house that God promised to give you.
我真这么说，不是，这不是我的家。
And my great-grandmother insisted that this is not her house.
一个说是，一个说不是，两个人就吵起来了。
And so one person says yes, and she says no, so they begin to argue.
因为我的曾祖母很坚持说，这不是她的家。
So because my great-grandmother insists that this is not her house.
我们家没有那么好啦。
That my house is not this pretty.
天使就跟他讲说，你不是有一根钥匙吗？
And the angel said that, didn't I just give you a key?
那是你家的钥匙啊。
And that's a key to your house.
如果今天我带你错了，那这个钥匙就打不开啦。
And if I take you to the wrong house today, then the key wouldn't work.
你打开看看啦，看能不能打开啊。
So why don't you give it a try to see if it can open?
他就想，对对，钥匙就拿起来。
And so she took out the key.
就打开啊。哎呦，这个可以打得开的。
And to she truly opened the door.
哦，他就进去了。
So she went into the home.
哇，他说里面很漂亮。
And she said it's beautiful inside.
然后他就跟天使讲了。
So she told angel.
主耶稣说这是我的家吗？
Lord Jesus said that this is my house.
对啊，这就是你的家。
And so the angel says yes.
主耶稣不会说谎，对不对？
Of course, Lord Jesus would never lie.
主耶稣不会说谎。
And the angel says that of course Jesus never lies.
这真的是我的家吗？
And so she asks, is this really my house?
就告诉你说这是你的家。
The angel says that I already told you.
没有骗我哈。
And so she says, I hope you didn't lie to me.
没有骗你。
And the angel says he didn't lie.
我不要回去了。
And so she says, I don't want to go back.
我回去那边还要瞎眼，还要驼背。
She said, if I go back, I will be blind, I will be slouching.
我这边没有瞎眼，没有驼背，我家又这么漂亮。
And she says that living here, I'm not blind, I'm not slouching, so I never want to go back.
哇，天使就慌了。
And so the angel was worried.
你不要开什么玩笑你啊。
The angel says that you must be joking.
那是因为你祷告跟主耶稣说，主耶稣不爱你，说什么你活到九十几岁了，也不知道能不能到乐园，一直在那抱怨。
And she says, the angel says that she's here because she had prayed and complained to Lord Jesus that he doesn't love her and that he didn't take her to paradise.
所以主耶稣就叫我带你来这边看看。
So Lord Jesus told me to bring you here to take a look.
你的时间还没到耶。
But your time's not up yet.
你不能在这里，要回先回去。
So you can't stay here, you have to go back.
我祖母说不要啊，这是我家啊。
And so my grandmother says that, no, I won't go back, this is my house.
这是你家，可是时间还没到啊。
But the angel says, this is your house, but your time's not yet come.
后来啊，他后来天使跟他有一个deal，他们就讲好了，就是天使说，不然这样好了，我告诉你啦，你如果说你的时间到了，我带你来这边，好，这样好不好？
And so they had a deal. At the end, the angel says that if you say your time is up, then I will bring you here.
哦，我真正我说好啊。
And so my great-grandmother says yes.
他们后来达成共识啊。
So then they reach an agreement.
所以后来我曾祖母要去世的时候很特别。
And so when the way my great grandmother passed away was very different.
他说那个从天上有那个天使哦，驾着马车来载他。
And she says that they were angels from the heaven to come and receive her in chariots.
主耶稣啊，要安慰我的曾祖母了。
So Lord Jesus wants to comfort my great grandmother.
她不是在睡觉，她是在祷告，是在旁边在看，她就是在祷告。她常常在那边祷告了。
And she prays a lot.
神不会说谎的。
And so God will never lie.
其实天上这位真神爱我们。
And the God in heaven truly loves us.
神要解决我们生命上的问题。
God wants to solve our everyday problem.
所以神他为我们预备了天家。
So God has prepared a heavenly home for us.
没有错，人还是要活在这个世界上，没有错。
It's true that we still have to live in this world.
可是神给我们的就是永生。
But what God gives us is eternal life.
或者你就会这样想。
Perhaps you might think,
传道，我连明天都过不了了，我还管什么永生不永生啊？
In that pastor, I don't even know if I can live to tomorrow. Why would I care about eternal life?
当然，如果我来信耶稣，我可以得到永生，当然很好啊。
Of course, it's nice that I can receive eternal life if I believe in Jesus.
可是我们的神就是只能给我们永生吗？
But is our God the God that can only give us eternal life?
我如果来信耶稣，我还是要活在这个世界上。
If I believe in Jesus, I still have to live in the world.
那主耶稣给我们的只有永生吗？没有别的吗？
So can Lord Jesus only give me eternal life and nothing else?
主耶稣当然知道我们的苦嘛。
Lord Jesus, of course, knows our toil.
主耶稣当然知道我们在这个世界上面对的困难。
He, of course, knows the difficulties we must all face living in the world today.
所以啊，主耶稣曾经讲了一段话。
So Lord Jesus has said a verse.
这是一个应许的。
This is a promise.
我们看马太福音。
Turn to Book of Matthew.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章二十八节。
Chapter 11 verse 28。
十一章二十八节。
Chapter 11 verse 28。
凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。二十九节。
29。
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得着安息。三十节。
30。
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。这个是主耶稣的应许。
So this is the promise of Jesus.
主耶稣知道我们在这个世界上会遇到的事情。
So Lord Jesus knows everything we will face today.
主耶稣知道人活在这个世界上真的是重担。
He knows that living in this world today we are heavily burdened.
我们要忧愁的事很多。
And there are many things that will wear us down.
我们忧愁我们的人际关系不够好。
And we worry that we don't have a good enough interpersonal relationships.
我们忧愁我们的事业不知道能不能维持。
We worry that whether or not our business can sustain.
我们忧愁我们的孩子不知道能不能快乐的长大。
We worry whether or not our children can grow up happily.
他们的事业会不会成功？
Will they be successful?
我们忧愁我们会不会生病？
We worry if we will be sick.
我们忧愁我们找不到好的医生。
We worry that we can't find a good doctor.
我们忧愁事太多了。
And so we worry about way too many things.
这个都是重担。
So this is all burden.
主耶稣说：“凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来。”
Lord Jesus says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened."
我要让你们得到安息。
And I will give you rest.
主耶稣要让我们得到安息，是从两个方面的。
So Lord Jesus will give us rest from two ways.
一个是从外在来的帮助。
First is the help from outside.
一个是从内心里面的生命的改变。
The second is a renewal of our inner heart.
我们活在这个世界上，神会帮助我们。
So living in this world today, God will help us.
所以我曾经遇到过一个人。
Once I've met a person.
啊，他是一个 驼背的人。
He was a person that slouched.
而且他驼背的很厉害，跟我奶奶，那跟我曾祖母差不多。
And it's very severe, almost as severe as my great grandmother.
啊，住在啊这个啊台湾的这个嘉义地区的很多人都认识这个弟兄啊。
And so many people living in Jia Yi area in Taiwan all knows about this brother.
啊，他是这样驼背的。
And so that's the way he walks.
不过每次我遇到他的时候，他都是笑容满面。
But every time I see him, he's always smiley.
我刚认识他的时候，我觉得有点好奇，为什么他一个人这样子很不方便，然后每天就是这样子，那他还可以这么快乐？
And when I first met him, I always wondered how can he slouch and bend over like that and yet still be happy every day.
我就问他说，为什么你可以这么快乐？
And so I asked him, how can you be happy?
他说，传道，我以前是住在铺子这个地方，住在一个。一个乡下的地方。
And he answered, Pastor, I used to live in this remote area called Puzi.
那好，他那时候他年纪他很年年纪还很小，那他就得了类似那种类风湿性关节炎。
And when he was young and he little, he was contracted with rheumatoid arthritis.
然后，因为那个时候的这个医学没有那么好。
So at the time, the medicine wasn't so advanced.
当然，医生没有办法。
So of course the doctor could not do anything for him.
所以他的爸爸就带他到处去问神拜佛。
And so his father took him everywhere to seek for God and find help.
任何的宗教信仰，任何的地方信仰，民间信仰，人家讲他都去。
And so any folks believes any religions, his father will take him to try.
他们家的钱几乎都花到很，都几乎花光了。
And so they nearly spend all their savings.
所以后来他爸爸就没有办法带他去就医，也没有办法去找什么，这没有钱啊。
And so his father didn't have any more money to take him to get help.
他就只能躺在床上。
And so all he can do is lay on the bed.
然后到后来他的身体就变形。
And so then his body was then deformed.
然后有一天他爸爸到街上去要去办事情。
So one day his father went out to take care of some business.
遇到我们教会的一个姐妹。
And he ran into a sister from our church.
这个姐妹认识他。
So the sister knew him.
就问说你这个儿子因为跟他爸爸讲的嘛，说你这个儿子最近好吗？
And so she asked, is your son doing well?
他说没有办法，应该找的医生都找过了，应该拜的都拜了，反正我们现在没有钱了，我们不知道怎么办，反正就是躺在床上啦。
And so she says that we don't have. So he answered that we don't have any money, and they've worshipped any god that's possible, and asked for any help that's possible. So now all he can do is lay on the bed.
我们这个姐妹就告诉他了。
And so our sister told him.
那这样好了，我介绍一个大医生给你。
So let me introduce a great doctor to you.
这个医生很厉害。
So this is a very capable doctor.
重点是你要有信心。
So the important thing is that you must have faith.
你有信心来找这位医生，医生就会帮助你。
So if you have faith to seek after this doctor, then he will help you.
他爸爸很高兴。
And so his father was very happy.
可是我们没有钱呢。
He says, but we don't have money.
他说这个医生不需要钱，你不用给他钱。
And so she said, this doctor is free. You don't have to pay him.
哇，这么好啊！
And so he says,
那个医生在哪里?
He says, how wonderful, where is this doctor?
他说那个医生叫做耶稣。
And so she said, this doctor is named Jesus.
耶稣怎么不知道?耶稣,那边就有教会了,怎么不知道?他说,哦,要找耶稣。
And so he says that I have to look for Jesus.
他说,如果说你愿意的话,我找几个弟兄姐妹,然后到你家。
And so she says, if you're willing, I'll ask a few brothers and sisters to come to your house.
那以前也没有人去跟他们讲过耶稣,所以他爸爸听到说不用钱。而且很多人要关心他们，所以说他就说好了。
Because he's never heard of Lord Jesus, so when he heard that it is free, he was very willingly accepted.
所以这几个弟兄姐妹很有信心而且很有爱心去他们家讲耶稣的道理给他们听，然后说一些见证，让他们知道耶稣的能力。
So these brothers and sisters were full of love and faith, and they came to his house and told about Lord Jesus and testified about his power.
然后他爸爸妈妈就相信了。
And so his parents believed.
因为那时候是冬天。
So at the time, because it was winter,
那弟兄姐妹就邀他们去教会。
So the brothers and sisters invited them to go to church.
因为他没有办法动他根本连起床都要人家扶他才要起床，他根本没有办法去教会。
And because he needed help even getting out of bed, he couldn't go to church.
所以说他就跟他爸爸讲说，不然这样好，你们去教会，那我在家里祷告。
And so he told his father that go ahead and go to church and I will stay at home and just pray.
所以他们就去教会，就剩下他一个人在家里。
And so they all went to church and he was left at home alone.
他就躺在床上祷告。
So he lay on the bed and prayed.
他跟主耶稣说，主啊，如果按照他们所说，你真的是神。
So he told God that if according to what they're telling me, it's true, you are a God.
我真的是一个可怜的人。
that I am a very pitiful person.
求天上的主耶稣基督啊，你可以救我，可以帮助我。
And that I asked the Lord Jesus in heaven to help me.
他就很诚心的跟神祷告。
And so he prayed earnestly.
非常奇妙的。
And miraculously,
他在祷告的时候哦。
During his prayer,
突然有一股力量从后面把他推上来。
And there's a power that pushed him up from behind.
他就自己坐起来了。
And so he sat up.
怎么会这样？
And so he wondered what happened.
他是没有办法自己起来的。
He's somebody that couldn't get out of bed by himself.
可是有一股力量把他推起来哦。
But there's a power that pushed him up.
从那个时候他可以自己起来。
And so ever since that time, he was able to get up himself.
后来他就可以走路。
And then he could walk.
他非常的高兴。
And so he was very joyful.
他本来只能躺在床上。
Originally, he can only lay in bed.
或现在一个困难。
But now there's a difficulty.
他当然后来有来受洗归入基督。
And at the end, he came and was baptized and belonged to Christ.
不过一个全身变形的人能怎么办呢？
So what can a person that is deformed do?
而且他小时候就发生，所以他还没读什么书。
And it's because this happened when he was young, so he never really went to school.
而且他们家的钱都花光了，也没有办法读书。
And so he spent all the money, so he could not go to school.
那他现在可以做什么？
So what can he do now?
他就跟神祷告。
And so he prayed to God.
主啊，我真生活当中啊遇到困难了。
So he said that in my life I've seen trouble.
我人生要怎么走下去？
So how can I continue?
主耶稣啊就让他看了一个异梦。
And so Lord Jesus gave him a dream.
这个异梦啊是看到他看到很多很多间店面。
And in his dream he saw that there's a lot of stores.
其中好几间啊都是理发厅。
And there are a lot of salons there are a lot of salons that he can see.
然后这个他说啊。他就看到他自己站在那边，那旁边呢有一个他认识的朋友站在他的旁边。
And so he saw himself standing there, and there's one of his friends standing next to him.
然后他的朋友就问他。
And so his friend asked
him, 哎，哇，这边怎么那么多理发店啊？这是谁的？谁是老板啊？
And he says, his friend asked him, there's so many salons here, so who's the owner of all these?
那他就跟他的朋友说，他这个都是只有一个老板啊。
And so he answered his friends, they all belong to the same owner.
啊，那个老板就是我。
And that I am that owner.
哦，他就醒了。
And so then he woke up.
他不知道神的意思是什么。
So he didn't know what God's purpose was.
因为那时候他很穷。
Because at the time he was very poor.
而且他又是这样子，所以事实上他只知道说神给他希望了。
And he's also disabled, so all he knows is that God gave him a hope.
后来主耶稣给他机会，他还认真工作。
And he worked hard, and God also gave him opportunities.
后来他就把这个梦给忘了。
And he forgot about the dreams.
有一天啊，他后来甚至开了好几家理发厅哦。
And he did indeed open up several salons.
有一天啊，他的一家店在开幕的时候。
And so one day that one of his salons grand opening.
啊，他就站在那个门前面。
And he stood in front of the door.
他梦中的朋友来找他。
And the friend that were in his dream all came and find him.
他梦中的朋友不知道这家新开的店是谁的。
And the friend in his dream didn't know that this brand new salon belonged to
him. 就问他说，哎，这个理发店是谁开的？这间理发店好像是连锁的，好几间哦。
And so his friend asked him, who owns this salon? It seems like it's a chain.
他就跟他朋友讲。这个都是同一个老板啊，那个老板就是我。
And so he answered his friend that these all belong to the same owner, and I am the owner.
他想到，他讲，哎，他就看一看那个他朋友，再看看那个他的店，跟他的梦一模一样。
So as soon as he said it, he remembered. He looked at his friend, then he remembered it is exactly what he dreamt about.
哇，他非常惊讶。
And so he was very surprised.
原来主耶稣早就要把这些给我了。
And that God, Lord Jesus already intended to give me all these.
他在想起主耶稣曾经安慰过，用借着这个梦安慰过他。
And so he remembered that Lord Jesus used this dream to comfort him in the past.
原来主耶稣不是要安慰我，用一个梦安慰我，他是真的要将这个事给我的。
And he realized that Lord Jesus wasn't just comforting him; he meant to give him.
其实主耶稣就是给他这么多而已吗？
And did Lord Jesus only give him this much?
没有。
That's not true.
主耶稣给他一个漂亮的太太。
Lord Jesus gave him a beautiful wife.
还有儿子。
And he also have a son.
他儿子几年前才结婚。
His son was married several years ago.
他儿子比我高。
His son is taller than me.
应该高我一个头。
And is about a head taller than me.
主耶稣赐给他太多了。
And so Lord Jesus gave him far more.
他告诉我。
And so he told me.
主耶稣何等的爱我。
That how much the Lord Jesus loved him.
我是一个什么都没有的人。
I am somebody who had nothing.
主耶稣更背起我的担子。
That Lord Jesus has taken up my burden.
今天我背起什么担子？
And so today I will carry God's burden.
因为我很快乐。
Because I am very happy.
耶稣给他不同的人生。
God gave him a different life.
虽然他变形没有考过来，他的变形就是这样变形的。
So even though his deformity was never corrected.
或神改变他的价值观。
But God changed the value of his life.
他知道他的眼睛应该放在什么地方。
Now he knows where to fixate his eyes.
他知道他该追寻的是什么。
He knows what to pursue for.
所以他一生当中，他当然从他来信仰信耶稣以后，一直到他当老板，这当中有一段非常艰辛的过程。
So even though after believing Jesus, from the time that he believed in Jesus to the time that he is owner, he has went through difficulties.
但是他都很快乐。
But he was very happy.
他说：“主耶稣担起我的担子。”
He says, "Lord Jesus has carried his burden."
神的担子是轻省的。
And God's burden is light.
我的担子交给神，我现在担起比较轻的那个神要我担的那个担子。
And so I give my burden to God, and now I take up a much lighter burden.
神给他新的价值观。
God gave him a new value of life.
他做过很多的工。
And so he has done many works.
主耶稣可以跟他同在。
And God was also with him.
他所有的一切都可以带到天国里面去。
So everything he has done can all be carried to heaven.
他的一切。
So everything he has.
他为主耶稣所做的一切。
Everything he has done for the Lord.
他的太太。
His wife.
他的儿子。
His son.
神给他的一切。
Everything that God gave him.
他所做的功，神都纪念。
Everything that he has done is all remembered by God.
以后神都会奖赏。
God will reward him for everything.
各位亲爱的朋友，
so our dear friends,
你会活在这个世界上，
you live in this earth,
而且你可能会活得很久，
and perhaps you live a long life,
就像我的曾祖母一样，
just like my great grandmother.
不过神要给你的是永生，
but what God want to give you is eternal life.
那个是最美好的，
and that is the most wonderful thing.
可是当我们活在这个世界上的时候，
but as we're living in this world,
你会因为来信耶稣说，你就会渐渐改变你的人生观，
and because you've come to believe in Jesus, your life value will slowly change.
神会赐给你圣灵。
God will give you the Holy Spirit.
你会从心灵里面开始改变你的生命。
And you will change your life from your heart.
神会改变你对世界的看法。
God will change your view of the world.
改变你追寻这个世界的方向。
And he will change the direction of your pursuit.
因为这样子你可以得到永远。
Because only then you can receive eternity.
你得到的东西可以带到永远里面去。
And everything you worked for can take to eternity.
而且神会跟你同行。
And God will walk with you.
神要背起我们生活上的重担。
He will carry on our burdens.
然后背起神那个轻的担子。
In exchange, we will carry a much lighter burden of God.
神会跟你同行。
So God will walk with you.
一直到你到神的面前。
Until the day you come before Him.
神不会让我们孤单的。
So God will never leave us alone.
这个是基督徒的人生。
So this is a Christian life.
这种人生是快乐的人生。
So this is a joyful life.
平安的人生。
This is a peaceful life.
就算你在这个世界上遇到困难。
No, even though you may encounter trouble in the world.
主耶稣也会陪你走过去。
God will walk with you.
主耶稣会背你走过去。
God will carry you through.
这个是基督徒跟别人不一样的地方。
So this is why Christian is different from others.
各位亲爱的朋友。
Our dear family and friends.
主耶稣说，来吧。
The Lord says, come unto me.
来到我这里来。
Come before me.
我们来。
So let us come.
来就可以得到生命。
If we come, we will receive life.
来就可以得到平安。
If we come, we will receive peace.
来就可以得到幸福。
And come, we will receive blessings.
为什么不要呢？
So why not?
神要将一切给我们。
God want to give us everything.
只要我们来跟随他。
As long as we follow him.
我们这位我们所相信这位神是活的。
So the God that we believe in is a living God.
有那么多见证人。
There's so many testimonies.
为什么不来？
So why not come?
那么好，为什么不来？
How wonderful is it? So why don't you come?
来信耶稣不需要花任何的钱。
It's free to come believe in Jesus.
不只是这样。
Not only so.
来信耶稣是我们的本分。
To come believe in Jesus is our mere duty.
因为不管你有没有相信耶稣，我们都是天上这位神的儿女。
Because whether or not you believe in Jesus, we are all children of God.
认主归宗是我们的责任。
And to recognize our God is our responsibility and duty.
认识我们的神是我们的祖先是我们的责任。
To know our God and know our ancestors is our responsibility.
因为他是我们的天父。
Because he's our heavenly father.
我们必须要去认他。
So we have to know him.
因为这是本来就是。
Because this is a fact.
就要像我们认我们的母亲认我们的父亲一样的道理。
And just like we know our father and mother, it's the same concept.
所以信耶稣不只来得到福气而已。
And so to come believing Lord Jesus is not just for the blessings.
信耶稣不是得到所有的这些权利而已。
It's not just to receive power.
信耶稣也是一种责任。
To believe in Lord Jesus is a responsibility.
因为它是一个回归的动作。
Because this is an action of return.
各位亲爱的朋友。
So our dear friends.
我们的天父在等我们。
Our heavenly father is waiting for you.
等我们回家。
To waiting for us to return home. God wants to give us everything.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，各位亲爱的朋友。
Our dear friends.
我们现在要来祷告。
We'll now pray.
啊，祷告是向我们天父真神来说话。
To pray is to speak to our Heavenly Father.
我们在这个世界上的确有很多我们心里面所挂虑的。
And there are many worries in this world.
其实这些事都可以跟真神讲。
But the truth is we can tell our Heavenly Father of all of our worries.
或者你不知道跟谁讲。
Perhaps you wouldn't know who to tell to.
或者你不敢跟谁讲。
Or you wouldn't dare to tell to anybody.
因为你怎么知道别人会不会出卖你。
And because you don't know if you can trust that person.
你跟别人讲。
If you tell someone.
那你跟谁，你跟他讲说我们是好朋友，你不可以跟别人讲哦。
If you say that we're good friends, keep it confidential.
他还去跟他的好朋友说，我跟你讲哦，那个黄子姐怎样哦，我们是好朋友，你不要去跟别人讲哦。
And he might tell other people and say that we're best friends, so keep it confidential.
那每一个都有很好的朋友。
And so everybody has a good friend.
那到最后全世界都知道了。
And so at the end, everybody knows your secret.
只有你不知道，全世界都知道。
And you don't know, but the whole world knows your secret.
有时候有些话你真的不敢跟人家讲。
So there are some things that we don't dare to tell anybody.
你跟主耶稣讲。
But you can tell Lord Jesus.
他不会出卖你。
He will never sell you out.
他会感动人为你祷告。
He will move other people to pray for you.
主耶稣从来不出卖人的。
So Lord Jesus will never betray us.
他是我们的天父。
He's our Heavenly Father.
他爱我们都来不及，他怎么会出卖我们？
He can't love us enough, so how can he betray us?
他都愿意将他生命给我们，他怎么可能出卖我们？
If he's willing to give up his life for us, how will he betray us?
你只管到前面来祷告。
So just be bold and come to front to pray.
我们看雅各书第一章。
Turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章第五节。
James,
第一章第五节。
Chapter 1, verse 5.
你们中间若缺少智慧的，应当求那后世与众人也不斥责人的神，主必赐给他。第六节。
6.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。第七节。
7.
这样的人，不要想从主那边得到什么。这个地方告诉我们，我们如果在生命当中遇到困难，
And here tell us that if we have trouble in our life,
我们应该向后世与众人的神来祷告，
And that we need to pray to the God that gives generously.
不要，可是你要凭着信心求。
But you have to pray with faith.
因为疑惑的人不要想从神那边得到什么。
Because any man that doubts should not expect to receive anything from the Lord.
我在小弟在当传道的这几年当中，
And so the several years that I've been a pastor,
有很多人得到圣灵。
There are many people that receive the Holy Spirit.
可是没隔多久就不见了。
And the Holy Spirit then leaves after a short period.
后来我去了解为什么他们会圣灵不见了。
And then I came to find out why the Holy Spirit leaves them.
因为怀疑。
It's because they doubted.
我曾经认识一个先生。
I once knows a gentleman.
那这个先生后来有信耶稣了，后来有来受洗。
And so that gentleman then believed at the end believed in the Lord and was baptized.
这位先生会了好大的功夫才得到圣灵。
And so he spent a lot of effort to receive the Holy Spirit.
他非常的高兴。
And so he was very happy.
他就回家跟他太太分享。
And so he went home and shared with his wife.
那时候他还没受洗。
At the time he has not been baptized.
他跟他太太讲说：“太太，我跟你讲哦，我得到圣灵哦，跟那个教会里面的人一样嘞，感谢主。”
And so he told his wife that I received the Holy Spirit. I pray just like everybody else, so thank God.
他先生说，你那么烂也可以得到圣灵啊。
And so his wife said that you're so worthless. How can you receive the Holy Spirit?
哇，你的行为这么差也可以得到圣灵啊。
And that you have such bad deeds. How can you receive the Holy Spirit?
他当然一讲，他就这样想。
And so after his wife said that, he began to doubt.
我是这么不圣洁的。
He said, I am so unholy.
我怎么可以得到圣灵呢？
How can I be worthy of Holy Spirit?
那我得到的是圣灵吗？
So was the Holy Spirit that I received?
因为那天已经很晚了，所以他还没在想啊，就睡觉了。
And because that was late already that night, so he just went to bed.
隔天早上他越想越不对。
So the next morning, the more he thinks, the more he doubted.
他早上起来就祷告啊。
So in the morning, he got up and prayed.
一祷告，圣灵没了。
And he prayed, and the Holy Spirit was gone.
他很懊恼。
And so he was very upset.
那天晚上又来了。
So that evening, he came again.
一祷告啊。我给他按手。
So when he prayed, I laid hands on him.
因为我们可以到前面来接受按手祷告。等一下我们祷告的时候可以，我们到前面来接受按手祷告。
Because when we pray, you can come to the front and receive laying of hands.
那是一种祝福。
And that's a form of blessings.
那也是一种代祷。
And that is an intercession.
我说，哎，他的圣灵怎么不见了？
And so I wondered to myself, how come his Holy Spirit is gone?
结束的时候我就问他了。
So when he's over, I asked him.
你的圣灵呢？
So I said, where is your Holy Spirit?
他说，传道我怎么知道？
And so he says, I don't know.
我说昨天晚上发生什么事？
And so I asked him what happened last night.
不然不可能会不见。
Otherwise, Holy Spirit, it's impossible to leave.
昨天晚上我回家，我就跟太太说，哇，感谢主，主耶稣给我圣灵。
And so he said that last time he went home, he told his wife that thank God he had the Holy Spirit.
他就跟我讲说，你那么烂也可以得到圣灵。
And so his wife told him that you're so worthless, how can you have Holy Spirit?
我就想说，对呀，我那么烂怎么可以得到圣灵？
And so then he began to wonder that he's so worthless. How can I have the Holy Spirit?
早上就没有圣灵了。
And so the Holy Spirit left the next morning.
我就跟他说，圣经就说不可以怀疑你，有什么怀疑？神要给你的，你现在还没受洗，当然充满罪恶，可是神要给你的，你就接受，你不要怀疑啊。
And so I said, the Bible tell you that to never doubt. So how can you doubt? If God give it to you, then you should not doubt.
你看，现在圣灵跑不见了。
And so now the Holy Spirit is gone.
他说怎么办？
And so he asked me, what can he do?
我很生气啊。
So I was upset.
我很想跟他讲说，台湾话有一句话叫做这个，不要讲那个。好，那我讲什么？哦，我就跟他讲啊，你呀，自己跟神悔改。
And so I told him that you go and repent to God.
你跟神悔改啊, so, 你看神会不会再给你?
So repent to God and see if God will give it to you again.
我经常常是这样经过了两天。
And so 2 days passed.
那个是安息日的聚会。
And it was a Sabbath service.
他又到前面来祷告了。
So he came to the front and prayed again.
哇，他很认真祷告啊，跟神对不起啊。
And so he prayed really hard and repented to God.
主耶稣再赐给他圣灵啊。
And God gave him the Holy Spirit again.
我就跟他讲说，你要求圣灵充满了。
And so I told him to pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So he did.
哇，感谢神，是神给他圣灵充满了。So
thank God, God filled him with the Holy Spirit.
结束以后我就问他了。So
when it's over,
来来来，我问你。
So I told him, I told him to come to me. So I asked him, what do you think is different about prayer?
我会讲灵言，我得到圣灵了。
And so he says, Pastor, I have the Holy Spirit, I speak in tongues.
你真的得到圣灵了哦。
And so I said, do you really have the Holy Spirit? And so he says, yes.
你太太如果说你是大烂人呢？
So what if your wife tell you that you're still worthless?
主耶稣要赐给我圣灵，那是主耶稣要赐给我的，我不可以怀疑。
And so he answered, if Lord Jesus gives me the Holy Spirit, it's up to him, so I will not doubt.
他很单纯哦。
And so he's very simple.
他有追求的心。
And he has a heart to pursue.
哇，他很快乐。
Then he was very happy.
哇，经过一段时间，他就受洗了。
And after a period of time, he was then baptized.
我们到神的面前来求啊，千万不要怀疑。
And so when we come before God to pray, we cannot doubt.
你不要说神为什么要给我这个，神为什么要给我那个，那都是神要给你的。
So do not ask why God gives you this or that because it's all given by God.
神给你，你就大方接受。
If God give it to you, then you accept it willingly.
神必有他的美意。
God has his beautiful purpose.
你就接受。
So all you do is accept.
若求是人的本分就是了。
But to ask is our duty.
所以我们到前面来祷告，我们要求。
So when we come to the front to pray, we have to ask.
那我们祷告的时候，我们昨天有讲过了。
So yesterday we mentioned.
我们有不知道怎么祷告的吗？
Do we all know how to pray?
应该都知道了，我看应该到我昨天我都看过，所以说应该我们知道怎么祷告。So
we all know how to pray.
我们祷告一定要把它念出来，哈利路亚赞美主。如果说你没有圣灵的话，一定要把它念出来。So
if you don't have the Holy Spirit when you pray, you have to say Hallelujah, praise Lord Jesus.
也要把它念出来。You
have to say it loud.
赞美天上的真神。And
to praise the Heavenly Father.
主耶稣会听我们的祷告。
Lord Jesus will listen to our prayer.
我们现在用20分钟的时间来祷告。
So now we'll pray for 20 minutes.
20分钟不是很长。
So 20 minutes is not very long.
我们跟神，心里面我们可以有什么话，我们都可以跟神求。
So in our hearts, we can say everything we want to God.
好，我们希望我们所有的亲戚朋友都可以到前面来祷告。
So we hope all our family and friends can come to the front to pray.
那我们弟兄姐妹陪他们出来祷告。
And our brothers and sisters can join them in prayer.
不过我们一定要凭着信心祷告。
But we have to pray with faith.
我们一同跪下来祷告。
We'll kneel down and pray together. 谢谢。